From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns returns to Psalm 138 and verse 6. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. In the first part of the message, Dr. Cairns dwelt upon the majesty of God, as expressed in the opening words of the text, Though the Lord be high. Then the psalmist sets forth one of the most comforting of truths, that this majestic and holy God has respect unto the lowly, that the Lord loves those who are humble of heart toward him. The final phrase of the verse is ominous in its implications for those who stubbornly refuse God's way of salvation. The proud he knoweth afar off. The fate of the unrepentant is to be excluded from the presence of the Lord for all eternity. In a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will conclude this message entitled, The Lord's Regard for the Humble and His Rejection of the Proud. First, we bring you a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Why Remain Captive? The text is Deuteronomy 30 and verse 3. The Lord thy God will turn thy captivity. God's own people may sell themselves into captivity by sin. A very bitter fruit is this, of an exceeding bitter root. What a bondage it is when the child of God is sold under sin, held in chains by Satan, deprived of his liberty, robbed of his power in prayer and his delight in the Lord. Let us watch that we come not into such bondage. But if this has already happened to us, let us by no means despair. But we cannot be held in slavery forever. The Lord Jesus has paid too high a price for our redemption to leave us in the enemy's hand. The way to freedom is, return unto the Lord thy God. Where we first found salvation, we shall find it again. At the foot of Christ's cross, confessing sin, we shall find pardon and deliverance. Moreover, the Lord will have us obey His voice according to all that He has commanded us. And we must do this with all our heart and all our soul, and then our captivity shall end. Often depression of spirit and great misery of soul are removed as soon as we quit our idols and bow ourselves in obedience before the living God. We need not be captives. We may return to Zion's citizenship, and that speedily. Lord, turn our captivity.
We have His mercy.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning, or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
You remember those beautiful words in Isaiah 57 and 15? Thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. The Lord regards the humble. I wonder this morning, have you ever been brought to see the greatness of God so much that you look upon yourself as a worm? Fear not thou worm, Jacob. Have you ever seen the glory of God's greatness in such a way as to make you feel the rottenness of your own sin, the corruption of your own nature? Have you ever seen the glory of God and the holiness and the justice of God that has made you confess, oh God, if you were to damn this guilty soul to the deepest hell, from hell's depths, I would have to cry, thou art righteous. Have you ever been brought to the place where, divested of every hope of self-justification, robbed of every hope of ever contributing anything to the saving of your soul, you've been cast entirely upon the free grace of God in Jesus Christ to cry to him for sovereign mercy, to purge you from your sin and justify you freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus? Have you ever been brought to the place where you simply have to say, Lord, I take you at your word. I take you on your terms. Thou art God. Thou art my God. In thee do I trust. I don't have all the answers. I can't see the way ahead. I feel weakness and wickedness working within my flesh. And yet I cast myself entirely and absolutely upon the Lord. Has God ever brought you there? For I tell you, that's the place where the Lord regards you. That's the place where he keeps his eye upon you. When you seem most vulnerable in human terms, when you seem weakest according to the esteem of men, that's when the Lord's eye is upon you. And he regards you not only with compassion and pity, which he does, but he regards you with his protection. His eye is upon you that no ill shall overtake you. Understand this, even in the afflicting providences of God. Understand this. Ultimately, nothing bad can ever happen to a Christian. Now that seems a strange thing to say. Some Christians in the floods in the southern states have lost everything they possess. Some have gone hungry. Some have lost loved ones. They appear to be very bad things. Stop and think. The worst thing that can happen to a Christian in this world is to go straight to heaven. I don't understand what God is doing in your life, many times even in my own life. I've got to wait until he works it out. But I do know this, that all things are working together. There's not a chaos out there. All things are working together. And all things are working together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. Bless God today. He regards the humble. But not only now. He will do this. I said the verb is in the future. So this is the Lord's ongoing way of dealing with things. You're going to come to die, and so am I. But the Lord says, I regard you. I'll keep my eye upon you. I'll keep you in my watch care. I'll keep you in my protection. I was just going through the 23rd Psalm this morning. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I was interested that in the two verses prior to that, there's an emphasis on divine leading. He leadeth me in green pastures. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness. That's life. And now, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. In other words, the Lord still is leading his people, even through the valley of the shadow of death. And then there is the great eternity to come. Heaven is real. Hell is real. Eternity. Eternity. Where will you be in God's eternity? That's the question that we must face. The Lord says, I will keep my eye upon the humble, upon that poor sinner brought to conviction and confession and calling upon Christ. I'll keep my eye upon him. Thank God there be no Christian lose his way as he travels to the gates of glory. For the eye of the Lord says, I will guide thee. I will guide thee with mine eye. The Lord regards the humble. But then the text ends on a very somber note as it deals with the measureless gulf between the Lord and the proud. He knoweth the proud afar off. He knows the proud from a distance. If the humble here is the man who has been brought to the conviction of sin, then the proud is the high and the haughty one who refuses to see himself as a fallen, base and needy sinner. He's the haughty one who's so full of his self-esteem that he has confidence in his own merit before God. He is too proud to take the sinner's place, but he rejects the gospel of God's grace and of Christ's blood atonement, despises those who live by the gospel that they have received by faith. And we read that the Lord rejects all such. Now, I want you to understand this. He knows them and he sees them, even when they think he doesn't. In Psalm 10, verse 11, we read of this haughty one that he has said in his heart, God has forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it. How many of you, I wonder, want you to take stock of your life this morning? How many of you in reality have been living your life that way? God will never see this. So often said, God has bigger and better things to look after than to worry about what I'm doing. That's the word of the proud. But the Lord still sees them and he still knows them, even when they think he doesn't. He takes note of them and he looks upon them at a distance. With scorn and with contempt. He scorneth the scorner. It's a very strong statement. It's not just that he's grieved at the scorning of the scorner. He scorneth the scorner. As Proverbs chapter 1 tells us, using wisdom as, in many ways, a synonym for Christ. He will laugh at their calamity, mock when their fear cometh. Those are strong words, in many ways terrible words, words calculated to awaken the haughtiest heart out of its proud and arrogant hatred of God's grace. God scorneth the scorner. He opposes himself to them. And sooner or later, he will abase the haughty. And finally, will banish him to outer darkness. And if ever you want to understand the full and final meaning of the statement, the proud he knows from a distance, just consider the phrase, outer darkness. Darkness, eternally, absolutely, and irreversibly alienated from God. The proud in hell, God knows them. God judges them. It is God who damns them. And he knows them eternally from a distance. As I said at the beginning, the Holy Spirit makes a whole lot of the truth of this text throughout the scripture. And I hope that you'll make a whole lot of it too. I hope that you'll heed it well. You see, we're dealing with the everlasting God, the Lord. Nothing tells your state, whether you're humble or whether you're haughty, as clearly as your attitude to God and to his dear Son. And nothing is so fraught with eternal consequences. When Pilate said, "What then shall I do with Jesus, which is called the Christ?" his words carried an awful lot more meaning than he could ever have imagined. Pilate was thinking in terms of an instantaneous decision as to the immediate fate of two prisoners before him. He was not thinking of his relationship eternally to the Savior of the world. But his words raised that question, "What shall I do with Jesus?" And eternal consequences hang upon the attitude of the soul to Christ. Bring it right down to the most simple statements possible. Every man, woman, and boy and girl here is either humbled under the mighty hand of God to feel his sin, cry out for mercy. God, be merciful to me, the sinner. Or is haughty. What need have I of Christ? What hurry have I to get to Christ? Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. For listen, though the Lord be high, he hath respect unto the lowly, but the proud he will always know from a distance.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.